Tafresh Ayin Gimel says, "V'nogin lahalak ner nosav kadesh im yishtamish laora yeh laor hanosav shu oso shahud lak achron." Yanichaname rachok sas mishar neres mitzvah. So the mechaber says that you should place another candle near the candles which you use for the Hanukkah candle, so that if you end up using the light, which we said you're not allowed to use the light of the Hanukkah candles for any purpose, so if you end up using the light, then it will be as though you are using that extra candle for the light, since that is the last thing which you lit, and not the actual Hanukkah candles. And the Mechaber adds that you should be sure to place it a little bit away from the rest of the candles, so that it's clear that it is not one of the actual Hanukkah candles. And the Mechaber says that this is what we saw already by the Mahajan cases, that you should try and separate the candles. If you have a bunch of people lighting in the same house, you should separate them so that it's clear that it's a fifth night, whatever, if there are two people lighting. So it's five candles from two people and not 10 candles together, and people will think it's the 10th night of Hanukkah. The Ramah adds, "Umedinos elu eino agin lahosif rak maniach etzon hashama shebo madla kaneiros vuadiv tvei." However, says the Ramah that we don't have this extra candle. We just use the shamish as our extra candle, and whatever you use to light the candles, so that's what you place down there. And that, says the Ramah, is better. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason it's better in this case is because there it's clear. He says, "Muhach behedya l'bnei habayis she'enu mingin haneros." If you just add another candle near it, so maybe you'll think that it's an extra Hanukkah candle. But if it's the actual candle that you use to light the candles, so then everyone will know in the house that it's clearly not one of the Hanukkah candles, and that's why it's better to use that one as your extra candle, which is what we do. You should make that candle a little bit longer than the other candles, so that if you do use any light from the candles, it'll be clear that you're using that one, which is longer than the others. And as the Mishnah Berurah, even if it's not going to be longer, as long as it is higher up or something like that, so that is good enough also. And that's what a lot of people do. They just have the shamash is either higher up or it's separate in front of all the other neros. So if you happen to be using the light, it'll be clear that that's the light that you're using from the shamash and not the other one. The reason that the Mechaber felt that you should add this other candle, even though you in their time, you had a candle on the table or something like that anyway, is because we wanted to be clear that you're lighting these candles for Hanukkah candles and these candles for other purposes. Where should you place the shamash? So the Kav HaChaim says that it should be placed on the right of the Neros Hanukkah, so that you won't have to go back when you're lighting, and you're lighting all the candles, so you won't have to go back when you put it down. You could rather, when you light the candles in order, and then you place it in the direction that you're going, instead of lighting and then going back, right? Unless you look at the gra, I guess that's why it's Kav HaChaim saying it, not him. And he also adds that you shouldn't light Ein lahadlik es hashamash el la'achar hadlakas neiros mishum hesek. If you're going to light an extra, if you're using oil or something like that, so that you're not obviously using the shamash to light the candles, so you should light the shamash last, he says, because of a hefsek. So because you make the brachas on Neros Chanukah, if the first thing you light is the shamash, so then that's a hefsek, because you're making the bracha on Neros Chanukah, but the shamash isn't part of Neros Chanukah. So you need to be sure that you make the bracha on Neros Chanukah, you light the Chanukah candles first, and then you light the shamash afterwards, which is just there for it.